Being the Police Judicial and Legal Committee meeting for this Monday, July 31st. And it's good to see everybody here. Item two is approval of minutes from the June 30th meeting. Do we have a motion, please?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Item three is public comments. If you're here to make a public comment, please come forward, give name and address, and you have 2.5 minutes. Any public comments? None? All right, we will move to item four, police matters. Employee years of service recognition. Chief Arnold.
Good afternoon, Mayor, committee members. Today we have an opportunity to recognize John D. Marais. He's one of our officers. He's been with us since August of 2018. He came to our organization with 5 years of law enforcement experience from Florida, and since that time, he has completely embraced our department's culture of community-oriented policing. He's a member of the SWAT team, Harbor Unit, Swiftwater, and Drone team. Also serves as a translator when needed. Can't speak highly enough about this young man. And thank you for 5 years of service and look forward to many more.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate your service to the town. Judicial matters, employee years of service recognition.
Good afternoon,
hey.
Mayor, committee members. All right, there we go. It's my pleasure this afternoon to recognize Amy Porcia for 5 years of service. Amy is one of our court clerk specialists who works directly with the public at the transaction window. Every single day, Amy greets citizens warmly, and she helps resolve their court issues and concerns. Amy's hardworking, dependable, and trustworthy. Within the department, Amy is always willing to lend a hand to her co-workers and is always the first one to pitch in when a need arises. Amy also has the tremendous responsibility of generating suspension notices and bench warrants for those individuals who do not comply with the court. I value the quality of her work as she performs these tasks at the most proficient level. Amy, I truly appreciate everything you do for our department and on behalf of the town. I congratulate you for 5 years of service.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amy. Item six, legal matters. Discussion and possible action regarding an ordinance to repeal and replace Chapter 73 titled Bicycles with the Mount Pleasant Code of Ordinances. I think we all know, and we were just saying before we convened, there's been a lot of public chatter, and a lot of the public chatter is not based on the actual first draft of the ordinance. There's some things that I don't know if we need to go into all of those, but what we're talking about is public safety, and we're talking about regulating certain activities, not making them completely outlawed or illegal. So, Mr. Pagliarini, if you'll walk us through this, and I know that Councilman Ritchie's got a couple of amendments that he would like to for us to recommend at second reading. I don't know how the others feel. I think Carl and I feel as well that there's no reason to rush second reading at the August meeting a week from now. If we can make these amendments, maybe put out some proper information about what this ordinance really does say, and then give it a September 2nd reading, I think it'll go over better with the community. We learned a lesson in the noise ordinance. I see Mr. Tinkey sitting out there of community understanding and involvement before something like this. So it's just a thought, but Mr. Pagliarini?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. And we have addressed this over several committee meetings. And just for to refresh recollection and possibly to inform those who have not been through this, the basis of this is that certain definitions are set by state law, and that is bicycles, it is on, bicycles, e-bikes and mopeds. Those are definitions that are set forth in state law that we do not have authority to change, and in which we, of course, have adopted, because that is the basis for these changes. So the state law is not certain. Whenever a bicycle lane has been provided adjacent to a roadway, operators are required to ride in the bicycle lane, so that's bicycle lane, except when necessary to pass. However, bicycles may ride on the roadway when there is only an adjacent recreational. So there's a definition of bicycle lane, as you see, and then bicycles operating a bicycle upon a roadway shall ride as near to the right side of the roadway. What you see here is that our state statutes sort of go toward the idea that bicycles are to be ridden on roads, not sidewalks. However, they don't say you can't ride on sidewalks. The body of law that is out there now, there's some cases which provide that municipalities can and have removed any bicycles from the sidewalks. Correspondingly, there is no case law that says that municipalities are permitted to allow bicycles on sidewalks. So you can see sort of a hole in the law that's out there. Nevertheless, as we've discussed, some municipalities have permitted restricted uses for bicycles and the like on sidewalks. And in fact, this committee and what went to council at first reading does provide certain exceptions for bicycles to be on sidewalks, specifically those under a certain age and on roadways, everyone on roadways under 35 miles per hour, and parents who are with those children who are of a certain age. So that's what essentially we have exempted this committee, and what is in the first, the draft for first reading, that's what exists. So as we also went through, our bicycle ordinance was over, or yes, 60 years old, and had not been addressed since that time. So it did not contemplate any of the changes in state law, especially e-bikes, which are a relatively new phenomenon. And this is what we have addressed. Now, I also want to point out to the committee and everyone involved, this proposal does not address things other than bicycles, e-bikes, or mopeds, skateboards, whatever, all of the scooters, all of those electric things are not addressed because they don't fall in. If at some point committee and council wanted to get into those, we could, but I do want to state that none of those are currently restricted in this ordinance. So that is something else for consideration. The state does not define those. I would submit that those types of products and new inventions are coming out faster than any municipality or state can legislate. So that's where we are with that. So there are basic replacement provisions as shown on this slide. Sidewalks, bicycles on sidewalks in certain circumstances, bicycles must yield to pedestrians. The town can remove bicycles that have been deemed abandoned. E-bikes, 15 mile per hour speed limit, helmet requirements, and operators of e-bikes may not ride on sidewalks. However, they may ride on pathways designated for bicycle use. And any e-bike in excess of 20 miles per hour that is capable of that will be considered a moped, which again is further defined by state law. So mopeds, there's now a licensing requirement in the town and a speed limit of 25 miles per hour. So these are the June 30th PJL discussion items. Children at the age of 12 and under may operate a bicycle on any sidewalk in the town, as well as a wheel diameter of 26 inches or less. Adults accompanying children the age of 7 and under may also operate a bicycle on the side on any sidewalk. Any person under the age of 21 operating an e-bike must wear a protective bicycle helmet. So those are the basic changes, and that's where we stand. One other consideration that we saw addressed in many of the correspondence was the miles per hour limit that had been set. bicycles can ride on the sidewalk when a road or street has a speed limit 35 miles per hour or higher. This is not my idea. Any credit Mr. Morrison has indicated to me that we have that if that were 30 miles per hour, for example, it really, if that were to switch, it would probably help some, because 25 is are generally streets that are in neighborhoods already, and everywhere. I think those are a lot safer. So that's one consideration the committee and council might take as well. So that is the overview, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. Committee members?
Yeah, if I may. Yeah, we've had a lot of, like you said, discussion and input from the public. And I think the one I noticed seemed to be a reoccurring thing for me that I want to maybe address and make it a motion to amend is the age. A lot of the comments we got were about children of school age riding bikes that may be older than 12 years old. So what I would like to do is make a motion that we amend this to be 17 and under. Because by state law, 17 is still considered a minor. So any 17-year-old, it may only be a few that ride bikes to schools or wherever they're riding, should have that same type of allowance as we were doing originally with the 12-year-old that ride a bike. So that would be my motion for now.
We have a motion and a second. All right, we're in discussion. Yes.
I'm fine with that age change, but what I think looking at this and reading this and having discussed with other council members and also reading all the correspondence is this is very complicated. The rules are so complicated of with this age and this bike diameter and this thing. And I think we really need to move it more towards simplicity. I think one of the concerns raised by one of the advocacy groups was Charleston, we would be similar to Charleston, but that the Charleston rule is almost unenforceable because nobody knows what the rules are. Like, they're so complicated. So what if we just sort of set, I like the minors being able to ride. I think if there's a bike path, they should ride on the bike path. If there's no bike path, then you can ride on the sidewalk, right? I mean, that would keep it very simple.
Excuse me, sir. No, we don't do that. We had public comment. We, under the rules that are ordinance, we do not interact with the public at this point.
But so 17 and under could ride on any sidewalk, and then adults will be able to ride on the sidewalk when there is no safe bike path for them to ride on if the car speed limit is. And I think keeping it just those two simple rules would be easier for our police officers to give kind reminders to people. It'd be easier to put it in a sound bite for the news, for social media, for people to understand what those rules are. So I guess I could amend your motion to recommend a 17 and under and eliminate the 26 inches or less and allow adults where there is no bike path to also ride on the sidewalk and make that speed limit 30 miles an hour. Does that sound like a good amendment?
But you need to take them one at a time or all together?
Just so I understand the motion, and it can all be dealt with at the same time.
Okay.
The current motion as presented by Councilman Ritchie is to move the age range from 12 years old to 17 years old. The additional provisions from Ms. Whitley are that for everyone, and I'm going to make sure I understand this, for bicycles only, if there is a bike path, then there must ride on the bike path. But if no bike path, then sidewalk is permitted under any circumstance. Is that what I understand?
That was what I was, comfortable with. And I guess even, I think, as long as there's maybe a speed limit of like 15 miles per hour for the bicycles, right? Like that, and then I would be comfortable with the e-bikes as well. Because, I mean, there's children riding e-bikes. And then there's adults riding e-bikes.
Right.
I don't know if this is so complicated to be one motion, but that's kind of what.
So to clarify, ma'am, you're indicating also that e-bikes would be permitted on sidewalks for the 17 and under as well. Is that
right? As long as they're under the speed limit
of 15
miles per hour. I wish there was a way that it could be just simple.
Right.
You know, and we want to protect pedestrians, but we also want to protect the lives of cyclists as well, being in the streets.
Now, does that, in the, do you want to amend that or at least vote on the 17 first and then maybe we can address that?
Yeah, let's vote on the 17 first. Yeah.
We don't have to do all.
Okay.
All right. So we have a motion and a second on raising the age to 17 and under. We're in discussion. I don't see anybody asking to be. The main thing about this to me, though, is that remember what started this was some teenagers were on an e-bike and operating it in not so safe a manner and ended up killing somebody's dog. So we're not eliminating that part of that hazard. I'm not saying I'm against this, but we've got to lower the speed at which they can go. And I think your subsequent amendment's going to do that. If it weren't for that, I would probably have an issue with that because older citizens have more judgment. They recognize risk better. And yet we're not allowing them on the sidewalk, but we're going to allow, you know, 16, 17 year olds. So we've got to have some limit to the speed at which they can go. I think that's going to be proposed. Any more discussion before we vote on this is just the age? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So that is a recommended amendment. And again, this is only the committee's recommendation. So Ms. Whitley, why don't you take the floor and walk us through yours?
So the first thing would be to eliminate the wheel size measurements entirely.
Okay.
The second would be a 15 mile per hour speed limit when on a sidewalk. And then the third would be that adults would be permitted on sidewalks where there is no bike path available. And then lower the speed limit of when you can be on the sidewalk to 30 miles per hour, as suggested by Mr. Morrison.
Okay. So that's an informed motion?
Yes.
All right. Second? Do we have a second? All right. We're in discussion. I have a quick question. Is 15 miles per hour seems pretty fast for a 15-year-old to be going down a sidewalk on an e-bike? Could we maybe consider something like 10? 15 is fast.
Yeah, I'm fine with 10. I'll amend my motion to be 10.
Okay. Nice. All right, so it's 10 miles per hour. Eliminate the wheel size. I agree because that's very confusing. Adults can be on the sidewalk if there is no bike path, and then it's anyone can be on the sidewalk if the adjacent street speed is 30 miles per hour.
And just to clarify, the 10 mile per hour speed limit is for sidewalks only, not on streets.
For sidewalks
only. Right. Because that's where you're more likely to have a collision, somebody stepping out from their driveway or their front lawn. Now, the motion, I have a second. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so the motion passes. So that brings us to these will come from committee at second reading. Do we want to give this a little period of rest for more public input? Wait a month, wait till September?
Do we need to send it to full council, though, because that was the directive given at the previous council meeting, and then full council can look at it and then send it back if they wish?
Either way.
Well, actually, I have a question for legal that may help with the answer of that, if I may. Especially, maybe you can guide me or didn't notice it. What are the considerations for ADA? Do we have anything in the American Disability Act? I'm sort of thinking about that. You've got a lot of our seniors who may use these e-bikes around that need them, you know. So is there any consideration or anything that you've seen in the law or can bring back to us and talk about that so we ensure they're protected?
We can bring that back to you. I mean, the general rule is going to be that ADA requirements are going to supersede whatever we have. So those are there and existing. And we will bring it back. What I will say is I don't initially... My inclination is and has been to not either copy or provide ADA requirements within our ordinances because those are separate body of law and those will exist no matter what we do. But we can talk about that next time. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I would appreciate it. That's been some of the conversation that you know, heard when we started this, being well prior to is those that may need to get around. I want to make sure they knew, or our citizens know, we're taking into consideration, even though there was our ADA laws in place.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Understand.
So I don't know if that helps. My colleague's taking a little further out the extra month, so Spangler need to do more research for us.
I'm all for it and get more feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think it's the will of the committee that we'll say to council, yes, we are doing what you asked and taking this back, and we're going to get another month of feedback once.
Fair enough, sir. We will produce a document with these amendments,
right.
And if Mayor, you feel best, we can get that out for public comment prior to the next meeting, so our citizens will have the ability to read that and then provide comment on it with some advanced.
And did I miss an email, which could be the case given the volume, but I did not see any from council members saying these are some of my concerns.
No.
I didn't see any. Okay. So we'll give council members that once they're given this as well.
Yes.
So we'll see this at council in September.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, I may be bringing up something that's a little bit different from what we're talking about, but we are talking about sidewalks. I witnessed several golf carts on sidewalks
mm-hmm.
in area of Mount Pleasant,
mm-hmm.
in the town,
okay.
in areas where there are people running and walking extensively. What is our regulation with golf carts on sidewalks if we have any?
They're like cars.
That's state law.
It's state law.
Right.
Mr. Peckman.
Right. I'm sorry. I was talking to James. We do not have an ordinance in the town that is governed by state law. And there is a requirement that they be on the roads. So they're
if
not.
If they are equipped.
I see 10-year-olds driving.
Right.
People just follow the law.
Just by experience, it is a problem in every single neighborhood in there, and there are.
Well, I'm not talking about on the street. I'm talking
right.
about on sidewalks. Yeah.
State law, they're not allowed.
I don't know of any provision which would allow and permit a golf cart on the sidewalk.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
All right, that concludes item 6A. Item 6B is executive session for update on legal matters, Adams Outdoor versus Town of Mount Pleasant, CKC Properties, and Shim Creek Boutique LLC versus Town of Mount Pleasant, and Deerline Green et al. Versus Mount Pleasant Waterworks, Town of Mount Pleasant, and Charleston County. Some of these are very important, so I'll entertain a motion that we go into executive session for the reasons given.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Before we vote, a committee may take action on any item, including any subsection of any section listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. All in favor of going into executive session for those reasons, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are in executive. Are we going, is the courtroom being used, or it was a while ago, but not right now?
It's open.
Return from executive session. No action was taken, no votes were cast. If there are no motions to result from those deliberations, item 7 is to adjourn, and we will stand adjourned.
And this could happen. Mark Smith was chairman. It wasn't in the motion, a second, and all this talk.
Okay, well, that's